you come with your problem. Like, Dave, why are you bummed out tonight? What's going on? You look like you're down. What's up? What's up, brother?
Do I look down?
Yeah, well, let's just pretend. Oh, okay. Let's not act it. Fucking your improv skills are the worst! Hi, everybody, and welcome to Sneaky Dragon, a happy Douglas Adams episode of the show.
Oh, yes.
42.
The show is the answer to the question
of what am I going to listen to when I've got some time to kill.
There you go. Three more shows.
I'm Ian Boothby.
I'm David Dedrick.
There we go. We have established who we are. We have our character sheets out. We are now rolling for initiative, and we will begin the podcast.
Oh, is that what we're doing? Oh, okay. I see.
All right. Actually, after this show, I'm going to play a D&D game at a local pub.
Ooh.
And hopefully you will come as well and just hang out and enjoy.
And eat.
Yeah, there's nothing more fun than watching people play D&D.
Oh, there can't be anything more fun than that.
Well, and here's the thing. Even though I'm in a D&D show called The Critical Hit Show, and it's the reason I'm doing this is it's kind of a promotion thing for our show.
Yeah.
So we're going to a local pub called The Storm Crow, which
it's called The Storm Crow.
Yes.
Okay, I thought it was called The Storm Cock.
That's a very different thing.
I know.
That's very, very different.
Because I was thinking
to
myself...
Dave, okay, that is a bar for what we call bears.
I think that is an actual thing, though, isn't it? A stormcock?
Look, if you see a bar called the Stormcock, don't look in any holes you see in the wall.
Is there not, like... Mm-hmm.
Is there not?
Something called a stormcock.
Look.
Am I wrong?
Look, I don't know if it would qualify as a Scrabble word. Possibly there's a thing called a stormcock. I'm just saying, if you see a bar called... Okay. We've established...
Because I was thinking about it.
You were thinking about stormcocks.
I was thinking about cocks.
We knew from last week you're a big dick fan.
Yes.
Okay, now, so, stormcocks.
Well, because that's what I thought the name was. So I was thinking to myself, that's really brave, using that name
right.
in the name of a pub.
Right, you can't be chicken to use cock.
You can't be... Yeah, you can't be chicken to use cock. Exactly. Because our tiki culture...
Our tiki culture.
No, tiki, our tittering culture.
Oh, I see. Because the tiki culture, that's the Waldorf hotel. They have a tiki bar.
Our snickering culture that can't stop laughing at things that sound like the name of sex organs.
Right.
So, you know, for instance, a tit, the bird, the tit.
Right.
You know, people, if you say, I saw a tit in the woods, people will snicker.
All right, Dave, you know I've got a comedy group called Titmouse, right?
Yes.
Is this just like a backhanded not compliment?
No.
What's a backhanded insult? Would a backhanded insult actually be a compliment wrapped in?
Would a backhanded compliment be...
You are one clever idiot. backhanded insult.
I guess that's... But would it be a compliment?
You are the best looking asshole I've ever seen.
There you go.
I don't know.
I don't know if I was... Was I referencing your show?
No, but you were saying...
Is your name designed to draw snickers?
A little bit. Well, it's a comedy troupe, so I hope to some degree. Yeah, okay, it's called Titmouse. It's a silly name.
But you don't like have a mouse. It's...
Got boobs.
It's got boobs. I mean, that would, you know,
right.
You don't take it to the...
I don't take it to that next level.
The nth degree.
That's right. Once again, that is a very different fetish bar right next to the Stormcock. If you want to go to that bar, that's all furries.
All furries?
All furries.
The Titmouse?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right. The Titmouse is next to the Stormcock, but we're going to be going across the street to the Stormcrow. And that's where we're doing a little promo thing where we're actually going to be playing a game of D&D. I do not know how to play D&D, even though I'm in a show where we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I've played maybe two games. The first game I ever played of D&D was with you, and you can't remember that. And then...
After we talked about it, I thought about it. I did remember you coming. And it was... And I remember you being disappointed, and I was disappointed.
I don't know if I'd say I was disappointed.
I think our group was near the end of its lifespan at that point.
Oh, okay.
Because I think that any group, whether it's D&D or, you know, has a life.
Right.
And after a while...
That's right. D&Ders, let's make sure, have a life.
Have a life.
They do. Yes. It's established.
Outside of the game.
Now, could I ask, if you've got a D&D group and you know it's on the way out, like you're waning, you know, okay, we've had better days, do you start bringing in some orcs and killing people? Do you start, like, just killing the characters off and just go, well, I guess we're done? Or do you end with a big bang or just, like, let it whimper out?
Well, we talked about this before, and because...
You and I
talked
about this
before? We talked about this before in the show.
Oh, geez, I don't remember that. But please continue.
Because I was saying that the group that I was in, the one group that I was in, they decided that... We would no longer play D&D. We would drink and watch porno movies.
Okay, I think I remember
that. So you remember that, right?
Yeah, you guys would go to the Stormcock.
So, that's right. We go into the Stormcock, owned by a guy named Peter.
Right.
Peter Dick.
That's right. His friend Rod.
His friend Rod.
I actually knew, I don't know if I mentioned this in the show, but I knew this guy Rod who lived in a house with five guys, all of whose names could be penis names.
You did mention that.
That's right.
You did mention that. And it's for that reason that if I ever had a son, I would just name him Penis. Just to get past the whole...
Right.
Because eventually his name, no matter what name you gave him, you know, you could call him Ryan. Eventually Ryan is going to become the name of a penis.
Sure.
It's become a nickname.
Sure.
Everything else has.
Because of our tiki culture.
Our tiki?
That you've said.
I didn't... Okay.
Tittering culture.
Our titmosering culture.
Right. Okay. So your group is on the way out.
On the way out.
You're a young man. How old are you at this time?
19.
All right.
No, still in high school, so 18.
Probably. Yeah, it'd have to be high school. Otherwise, Watching pornos with your pals. In college, you don't do that. That's a high school thing.
That's a high school thing, okay. Can I just point out that I did not watch porn? Okay. I did. But I didn't, in the sense that I left.
Hmm, yeah, all the answers.
Because...
Yes, everything. Yes, no.
Because you...
Your many parallel dimensions.
Have you ever
one.
Done that?
What?
Watched porno with other people?
Yes, I have.
What is the point?
It's a
private exercise that lasts about five minutes.
Do you do a warm-up before this exercise?
I do not.
Do you have a cool-down period?
Possibly.
Okay, fair enough. The reason I did it was because I think I was in a room with, and there was a couple of girls I liked, and I hoped, hey, monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah?
I hope somehow this would lead to something. It's like, well, this broke the ice.
No.
You know, and it really did.
It really makes it thicker.
Well, this thick. Yeah, that's the interesting. The opposite of an icebreaker, the ice thickener. You come out and you say the wrong thing, and all of a sudden the ice is just like, woo. That really added the old hoarfrost.
That's right. I can skate on this ice now. Yeah.
Safe enough to skate away from this conversation. So, because only in high school would you be interested enough in that. And again, back in the day, we had no internet.
There was no simple way to watch.
Now, where did you find said pornography? How did you get a video? Where did you, as high school
someone
lads?
Someone supplied it.
Okay.
And someone denied it. And someone denied it.
All right.
And it wasn't very interesting.
Okay.
I'll say I've seen better.
Okay.
And it involved a fellow with an enormous penis.
Okay, that's not unusual.
And he had a sailor name.
Okay.
If anyone knows,
did he tie it in a variety of knots?
It might have been
a sheep shank.
It couldn't have been
a double hitch.
It couldn't have been Moby Dick.
Oh, you mean the title of it?
No, the guy's name.
Master and Commander.
Yes. He did tie. It was one of those kind that was like so large that really. Yeah. He can't even get erect.
So, you know,
What's the fun of that? One
of the other pirates had a patch over his eye, and you go, how'd you get that? And he goes, I don't want to talk about it. It's one of those situations.
Yes. Yeah. Keep an eye open for you.
Did at one point anyone say, Polly wants a cock?
No.
Okay. So...
Are you trying to say... Well, that's not really witty, but are you saying...
Go ahead.
That wasn't a backhanded insult?
No, that was a front-handed fist.
That was a slap.
That's right. That was follow-through. You were aiming behind my head when you threw that
one. Right. I went through you.
Yeah, that's how you do it. That's how you throw a verbal punch on the air.
My apologies.
Okay.
I just meant that... What I meant to say was that there's no wit to it at all.
No, there's no wit.
It was dull.
Yep.
It was dull.
Yep.
So I left.
Did you leave with a hump?
Practically. I said
good day, sir. Threw down your monocle.
I said, bah humbug.
That's right. Now bring my carriage to the front, boy.
I did not throw down my monocle. I inserted my monocle in my eye.
Oh, good. Because if the monocle, after everyone's watching a porno, was on the ground, do not put that back in your eye. That is a good way to get pink
eye. I keep mine on a monocle.
Why is this show so dirty so far? I was trying to just get in. You know what? I'm trying to find a way of leading into talking about Little Lulu, and this is not working. But back to the D&D. So did you fellas just went porn instead? And then the
group just kind of... It just atomized.
It went its own way.
It went its own way.
You did what we call a stand by me. And all of a sudden, this person went off and they died in Vietnam. And this person, something happened and they faded away. And you're Richard Dreyfuss telling me the story.
Well, you kind of run through each other.
One of them was fat and now is really a good-looking guy and did a couple of seasons of Sliders.
That's right.
And then his brother replaced him on the show and people went, nah, not as good. Though, okay, sorry, just to go to Sliders for a second.
Because this was something that
bothered me on Sliders.
All right.
So you got your main guy, and I forget the name of the... Jerry O'Connell. Jerry O'Connell. And then his brother, Barry O'Connell, let's say, took over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You've got the premise of parallel worlds.
Okay.
Okay. So in the premise of parallel worlds, you don't need to have your brother come on. You just need to go, this is me from a parallel world, because he sort of looks like you, but he's a little different. That's fine. There. You've asked and answered. Now this is you from a parallel world. We'll continue with that guy. Don't make him your brother. That didn't work.
They were riffing on Maverick.
Yeah, I guess they were.
When you came to the group, I think we were already in college playing and still playing.
Well, all I remember was when I came in, everyone was watching porn with their wangs out. And you said, do you want to roll for initiative? I turned on my heel and I left.
You also put on your monocle and called for your carriage.
That's how I got pink eye. I realized it wasn't my monocle.
It wasn't your monocle.
It was one of Dave, it was one of those things you used to call in the 70s a monocle party. We would all take our monocles, put them in a bowl, and at the end of the night, you put the monocle back in your eye and you just take your chances. They called it rich man's roulette.
That's right.
Okay, let's not talk about pornography anymore.
No.
Okay, back on the trolley. Mm-hmm. I'm doing the Stormcrow thing. I don't know how to play D&D. Maybe an embarrassing situation. We'll see. But it's a nerd bar. So they've got like
it's a nerd bar.
Well, it's like they got like Rocket Robin Hood playing on the TVs. They've got Doctor Who related stuff, some Star Trek stuff, some comic book stuff.
Oh, that's going to take them far. So they probably don't play any sports. They have no hockey on when hockey season. No, there's no hockey season right now.
Well, there's that sport in Battlestar Galactica where they throw the ball through the hoop sideways. That's like basketball.
Only they as played by Aztecs?
Yeah, rollerball. That would count
as a sport, although it's a movie and it's not really a sport.
They play Running Man games. Hunger Games. Any Hunger Games that they want to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's nice because they're always
safe to shoot an arrow in a bar.
Right. So they'll play games, I suppose, that are related in some way to nerdy things.
I see great success for them.
I think on the street they're on their own commercial.
Ever noticed that about pubs or bars?
What's that?
They'll start off with like the best intention. They'll be like, we're not going to be a sports bar. We're going to be a blah, blah.
Right.
We're going to cater to the such and such.
Okay. Well, I think their problem is being too generic.
6 months later.
Well, we're the what's its.
Well,
why don't you come and who's its and watch the what? Okay.
You know what I'm saying. I'm not filling it. But, you know, then 6 months later, all the TVs are all on hockey.
That's possible. It's possible. But this is a real hippie kind of area. This is a real, not hipster, hippie kind of area. And then also just genuinely like Italian or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's very, you know.
So soccer. So what you're saying is in 6 months, there'll be soccer on the.
Possibly, but you better call it football, brother. Don't be calling it soccer in that neighborhood. It was like when Starbucks opened there, everyone just like lost their minds, which is like, how can you? We have the this and the that. Da, do, da, do. That was a lot of that. And then they went and fought Donkey Kong because that's what they do.
Well, you know, in that commercial,
Mamma Mia,
that area of Vancouver, which is called Commercial Street.
That's right.
That you're talking about.
Because that's where they shoot all the commercials.
That's one of the only places I've ever seen a McDonald's go to business.
Ooh, that's a good point.
But it happened there.
Yes.
There was a McDonald's.
That's right.
And it went down the chute.
Yeah, that is weird.
It is strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
They'll really support the local places there rather than, you know, and maybe McDonald's was slow on the uptake. This is pre-cafe McDonald's. So maybe now that they have $2 or whatever it is, 50 cent coffee or whatever swill they're
serving. Used to have like a kind of disturbing super value there too. It was open 24 hours a day, so I would go. And you go to the butcher shop, and so you got your hamburgers, and you're like, okay, there's your hamburger. Yeah. You got a T-bone steak, and here's your pig heads.
Yeah.
Here's a lineup of pig
and
heads
fish
just
heads.
Looking at you. Well, once you've gone fish head is nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like the pig's looking at you going, like really looking surprised. Mm-hmm. Like, well, who's getting the pig head? Like, and who's getting five pig head? Like, is there enough people that come in and go, I need a pig head?
You know what it is? Because they service the jugglers.
Okay. So. I thought what you were going to say.
They'll usually buy three at a time.
Okay. I'm going to validate that joke. I'm going to stamp it. There you go. Your joke is validated.
Thank you.
Now I'm going to try and park my joke in here.
Okay.
Which is, I thought you were going to say, well, they tend to a lot of the Lord of the Flies.
Oh, yeah.
Show up. And
there
they,
you go.
Yeah. We're going to an island for a while. Mm-hmm. We're just going to like let the kids play amongst themselves. We're wondering if we can get a pig head.
That's what they need.
Yeah. You need a little pig head there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an interesting street. So I think the weird, like they've got, boy, I'm trying to think if they have this there or if it's a different video store I'm thinking about. But I think they had a video store there that was like Pharmacy Video, I think they called it. That might have been another location in Vancouver. But the concept – but they had something similar. And the concept behind it was you come with your problem like, Dave, why are you bummed out tonight? What's going on? You look like you're down. What's up? What's up, brother?
Do I look down?
Yeah. Well, let's just pretend.
Oh, okay.
Let's not act it. Fucking your improv skills are the worst. Just go with it. Just roll with it. Okay, now let's say something was bothering you.
Okay.
Just come to me with a problem. And like, I'm the video store clerk. Hello, sir. Ding, ling, ling. Okay, open the door. Hello, sir.
Oh, okay. Well,
welcome to Pharmacy Video.
Thanks. I'm feeling a little low tonight.
You're feeling a little low? Why are you low, sir?
Oh, well, you know, I'm just kind of worried about my job. I feel I don't know where it's going.
Okay, sir, I've got a movie for you. It's called Office Space.
Okay.
It's about some people rebelling against their job. Oh. I think you're really going to enjoy it. Here you go, sir.
Hey,
there
thanks.
You are. All right. Thanks for coming to Pharmacy Video. That's what they'd do. They would listen to how you're feeling, what you're in the mood for, and then they would prescribe a video. And you could say, well, I've seen that already. And they ask, did you like it? And I go, yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would give you a different video. It's like, well, if you like that, you might like this.
Oh.
It's kind of what the internet does now.
Yes.
You know, if you like it, you might like this, recommend mm-hmm. that. But yeah, I like the concept of like, it was sort of a pharmacy setting, and I believe that they dressed in lab coats.
Really?
Yeah. So if you come in and go, I just went through a breakup. Well, listen, here's a revenge movie where the gal gets it on the guy kind of business. So it's the kind of street that will have a weird idea and be able to keep it going.
Yeah.
There's enough, you know, sure, why not?
But is it still there, this video store?
Oh, boy. That is a good... First of all,
are there any video stores anywhere?
I think they have at least one or two video stores.
We have one in Alder Grove left.
Right. And it's just pornos for high school boys who are getting over their D&D.
Yes. We used to have four. Now we have one.
Yeah. Well, there's no need for it anymore.
There is no need for it.
Yeah.
And I do go to it still because I actually prefer DVDs to whatever else.
Do you have a record store in your town?
No.
Oh, wow.
No music stores.
No music stores
at all.
No bookstore.
Okay. But it's a small... Alder Grove is a small town.
Right, but usually there's still like... Usually like a used bookstore or something.
There used to be a used bookstore. Turtle Books.
Right.
I bought my first Anthony Trollope book. I bought there.
Okay, what's he... I'm not familiar with him. I know the name, but what's he do?
He was a sort of Victorian novelist.
Okay.
You know.
How's he doing now?
He's dead.
Oh, I'm sorry. What happened?
He's quite thin now.
What happened?
Lost a lot of weight.
Good.
What happened? I think he got old.
He got old?
I think he got quite old.
He caught the old?
And then he died.
You got to be very careful. You know what? That you can get that from hanging around old people.
You want to be careful. I could talk for a long time about Anthony Trollope. So.
Oh, it's okay. You know, it's half your podcast too, brother.
We don't need to go there.
Okay, but speaking of authors, we were talking a little bit before the podcast, and I went, no, save it. This might be somewhat interesting. And usually when I say that, it doesn't go that way.
It doesn't go that way.
Well,
because we were talking about disappearing stores, and so that kind of makes us think of comic book shops
mm-hmm.
that are steadily disappearing around us.
Are they?
Well, don't you think so? Like
No, actually, I don't. It seems to be one of the things that doesn't.
Don't you think that they will? Well, okay, maybe I'm jumping the gun because that was when I was driving here.
Gun stores are they disappearing?
Gun stores have definitely disappearing in Canada.
Okay, there used to be.
Do you ever remember gun stores?
Actually, yeah, there used to be one very close to the place we're going to tonight.
Oh, really?
I had to go in there to buy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
we're on the corner on First Avenue,
and I had to go in there, and I forget what it was. I'm buying like tape or something that you would buy in a drug like a gun store for some reason. It was a certain kind of tape, and so I went in there, and there was all these really offensive shooting posters.
Was it police taped you put up to keep people away from a crime scene? Is that the kind of thing they sold?
It was something along those lines, but my friend Dean needed it for something, and yeah, I went in, and it was just like, what's this all about? But like really kind of racist pictures that you could shoot at and stuff, and I'm not for that. Pia went shooting in Florida, and they actually had a nice thing there, which was zombies. You could shoot things of zombies. So mm-hmm. we don't mind.
Yeah.
Who cares?
The zombies.
Yeah. They're better off dead.
Well, I, you know, having grown up in Canada and the urban Canada.
Right.
You know, I had no experience with guns.
Mm-hmm.
So walking into like one of the stores in the States that are kind of like general stores, not like old-fashioned stores, but you know what I mean, like kind of general, they'll sell whatever clothes and da da da. But then there'll be this big like giant gun thing behind the counter.
Yes.
It's terrifying.
Well, King George might invade.
Well, yeah.
You know, gotta watch out.
There's only one of him though. You only need one gun.
Well, he's big.
he's really big.
Cyborg.
Okay.
Cyborg George.
Then I can see why you need a lot of guns.
And we used to have zombies in Canada before Trudeau got rid of them because of martial law in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like everyone was like pussyfooting around, and he went, no, we're just rounding up the zombies. And he did it. And you know what? That's what made him the greatest prime minister to ever beat his wife.
He beat his wife?
Oh, yeah. Showed up with a black eye one time. Well, they used to fight each other, but yeah, that's... Lord almighty, when you list the stuff Trudeau did, you go like, oh, he's great. Yeah, but he's also this. It's like, that is a good point. Yeah. Yikes.
He gave the finger to people.
Yes, he did.
Okay, well, then let's agree that bookstores are disappearing.
Yes, except for used bookstores, which seem to be popping up around my neighborhood like mad.
Oh, really? Because I was, when I was driving here, I was thinking, where are all the bookstores?
Like, well, let me grab
a
rock.
To be the hip, this is supposed to be the hip scene here.
I'll grab a rock, and I will throw one, and I will hit.
I know there's one here.
Okay, you got your Pulp Fiction
there
here.
There used to be one up the street a little ways, but that area burned down.
Right, but and that is now behind us, behind the building, so that's there. And I think there's another one there as well, and then you keep walking up Broadway, and you got a couple going on that way, too. So, yeah.
That's good.
I mean, basically, all you need for that is you need to have a hoarder mentality and be able to stack some books randomly. P and I went looking for stuff for she's doing a garbage can painting contest for charity this weekend. And so we went through all these used stores, and holy moly, there's a lot of hoardery stores around here, like ridiculously, just, you know, this falls and we're all dead. And then, like, you see, could I just say this? There's like stacks of books, and then at the bottom you have, you know, butane lighter stuff. That's like instant butane lighter stuff.
Well,
and it's
you know what that's for?
What's that?
It's for taking the grease pencil off the books. It's for cleaning the covers.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. But the whole thing on there is like flammable. It basically says flammable as fuck on it.
You'll always find those in used bookstores.
Sounds great. And it's but it's right at the bottom, and it's an old can, and it's rusty, like. Crazy, and you're just like, well, this goes up, we're all going up, like we're dead. And then we got the Saint Vincent de Paul Society and stuff like that, and they've got like a whole upper floor of books as well.
No end of thrift stores,
right?
But what about record stores?
Yes, sir. What about record stores?
Would you say they're disappearing?
I would say, yeah. I think they're concentrating. I think you don't get your big record stores anymore. You have your, if you're a weird store, you got like your Red Cat Records up the street and a couple others, like Neptune Records here. Mm-hmm. And like Zulu's doing fine still. So, but yeah, I think you have to have your own intense collector, not collector, but like intense market of, you know, you need your weirdos is what you need. You need people like you and me. You need people like you who like eclectic, interesting music that's different. And you need comic book weirdos like me who go, have you got the this and that and that? And, you know, and we'd really bug people at normal stores, but to those stores, they're fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, I just was thinking about that because of the disappearing, because we were talking about a bookstore in New Westminster that went out of business.
Talking Illustrations,
which I went to quite a bit when I was growing up, because other than the Buccaneer in Surrey, there was hard to find places to buy comics that were close to us.
And then the Buccaneer caught on fire.
Yes, because of that stupid butane.
That's right. I just
remember butane.
I cleared that out. That was one of my first jobs was clearing that place out. And so we actually ended up having to throw all these books into a dumpster because no one would want them.
Wow.
And it was really disturbing.
Yeah.
It was really, really disturbing. Like, and I, when you're thinking dumpster, you're not thinking big enough.
Yeah.
Like
it's a big bin.
It was enormous. Bins you huge, rent. Yeah. Full of books. And it's like all weird, interesting stuff, but like no one would take them. You're thinking like charity would take them? No. They just smelled a little bit of smoke, some of them. So it's like no dice. Yeah. And yeah, they just had to get rid of them. And it was heartbreaking. It was like a really tough job to do, just like as someone who likes books. Like, fuck, it's awful.
You didn't take them.
I couldn't. I took a lot. I took bags of them, but
just joking.
But honestly, it would fill, like, you can't see how big this office is, but it would fill like half of this office to the ceiling, frankly. Yeah.
Because Talking Illustrations was a place I went to, and I could order the Russ Cochran EC collections, the hardcover, the slipcover.
Now, Russ Cochran was the guy who directed Up and liked movies about big boobs.
Up, that's right. Beneath the Valley of the Ultra Vixens.
That's right.
My personal favorite, Super Vixens.
Right. Am I thinking of a different Russ?
Yeah, I think you're thinking of
Russ Meyer.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Yeah.
Russ Cochran,
the inventor of the Meyer lemon.
Who's the inventor of the Meyer lemon? Russ Cochran?
Russ Meyer.
Russ Meyer invented the Meyer lemon.
Yes.
What is a Meyer lemon?
It's a little smaller than the Russ Meyer melons.
So not very small at all.
Not at all. Okay. Please continue with your story, sir.
So, yeah, I would go there.
Is anyone still listening to this?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I think we've lost
everyone on Earth. We said it was a stream of consciousness podcast, folks. You knew what it was going to be when you came in.
We didn't warn them, did we?
No, we didn't.
We should start saying that at the beginning of the show.
We really should.
Well,
you know what?
We'll have an A-B.
Yeah, you do the teaser thing at the beginning. This is your warning. Warning, everybody. This is a stream of consciousness podcast.
Yeah.
We may not have a point to these stories.
What we're going to do is put a Venn diagram at the beginning of the show.
Right.
Like on the website.
Okay.
That will show what we talked about.
Okay.
Can we do that with a Venn diagram?
Hell yes.
Okay.
Please continue with your story about Talking Illustrations that you began a half hour ago.
I can't remember anymore.
Here's where I was going with it. Okay, you go.
Okay. So I would buy the EC collections from him. And then at one point, I think he was starting to go downhill. Like, I don't think he was doing very well. And
was this during one of the many comic book busts?
Probably.
Okay.
And I think it hit him harder than most because he was kind of a remote location in an older neighborhood with not a lot of kids in the area anymore.
Right, right.
And so...
Not that kids really were reading comics around there.
Not the kids, but, you know, there's got to be... You have to have some kind of repeating audience of people who are coming to...
Yeah, I think that was around the... Spawn had come and spawned.
Yeah.
And like a spawning fish, had left its seed and then went to die.
Yeah, because I was actually still getting those when... I think I was driving there with Mary when she was a baby at the time.
Right.
I would go over to get them. And eventually, yeah, he couldn't... And I would prepay him for them. They were like $150 a pop.
Right, and you're untrustworthy.
And I am untrustworthy, that's true.
You used to go in there and grift with your baby daughter.
That's right.
You would try to sell him a Bible.
I would try to sell him my daughter.
That's it.
And then I would switch her out for a Cabbage Patch Kid, and he'd be like, damn you, are you running away with her?
Was the adoption still
baby.
Valid?
We can trade for this baby here, I'll give you this baby. Now you give me a baby in return, and then I'll take this baby, and you could... Somehow I always ended up with my daughter running out the door.
While the music from the Sting played.
So at one point he couldn't bring in any more of the Russ Cochran books. And I don't know if they'd gone into print because Russ Cochran had stopped producing, because he did eventually stop producing the slip covered volumes of EC Comics. So this guy offered me some Little Lulu ones instead. So I took those because Little Lulu, right?
Yeah. Little Lulu, and blah, 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 blah. That's how the song goes, right?
I don't know, because you open the comic, it doesn't sing. So he would... am I wrong?
No. My wife was just sending me a message, and basically the message was, the check has cleared.
Oh, okay.
So we can pay bills. We're very happy.
So then,
okay, good.
Good. A moment of lightness on Sneaky Dragon. So what was so great about, I like the Dark Horse collection. I don't like the Dark Horse collections that are color.
Wait, you just said you like them. Now you don't like
them. I don't like the Dark Horse collections
that are
color.
All right, this is about the third time in this podcast that you have said the opposite of what you just said previously.
What I meant to say was...
I'm going to have to call Mitt Romney on you, sir.
I like the black and white collections of the Little Lulu.
Yes.
From Dark Horse. I do not like the color collections.
Why is this? Why do you hate color? Why do you hate red? Why do you hate yellow?
That's a good question.
What's about the four, what of the four colors do you not like, sir?
That's not that I don't like color.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a world of color.
Okay.
At least I hope I do.
Maybe you do.
I don't know. It's all relative, isn't it?
Sure is.
You don't know.
You really don't.
Have no idea.
They had a thing at the drugstore the other day that you could buy, and it was a dog toy, and they came with glasses that let you see like your dog sees, so you could see the kind of color blindness that a dog has.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Because you can imagine.
Right. And so I put them on. All of a sudden, I could smell incredible.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, amazing sense of smell.
Said, I stink through the glasses on the floor.
But I like it. Too much. Then I rolled in a pile of dirty laundry.
I got really interested in my crotch.
Well.
We went there again.
I know you did.
No.
Can't we just play D&D, boys?
So what's nice about these old ones, these old slipcover ones, is that they're the whole comic. They're not just the stories extracted from it.
Oh, okay. So it's not just the best O.
Yeah, because in the 50s, and I don't know if it was the same in the 60s and 70s, but because of postal regulations, U.S. postal regulations, mm-hmm. comic books had to have a certain amount of prose in them. It couldn't all be pictures.
You couldn't have amateurs writing the comics.
You couldn't – prose as in writing. Like, not just pictures and text, but had to have like an actual – like if you read the old ECs, they'll have like a page long – story.
This is also the case with Casper.
Yeah.
This is also the case, I think, with some Archie, and I believe Marvel and DC. I'm familiar with that.
Anyone who while this law was around. Obviously, it's not anymore because there's very little. There's not even letter pages.
We can no longer read.
Well, there's not even letter pages anymore.
There is actually. They've come back.
Oh, they have.
Yes, Marvel and DC have brought their letter pages back. Bongo Comics has brought their letter page back.
Nice.
I believe Archie is in the process.
Why did they get rid of them?
They were just filler, you know? I mean, it was just killing time, and thought, here's what you can do as a comic. You could either have a page and have letters from people, mm-hmm. and I think what they felt was the internet had replaced that.
Yeah.
Or you can have that page and put an ad for, Snickers on there.
Yeah,
and now the Snickers ad gives you thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
So why not have Snickers?
Yes. So
or an ad for your own comic.
Yeah.
But I think what they found was that people like it so much that they will buy, you know, I mean, it's just, you'll buy it to see, hey, is my letter in there? And it's, exactly. It really fosters a sense of community. And also, I think a big part of comics is, you know, especially mainstream comics is nostalgia. And so you like what you used to like. Mm-hmm. And so why not have that there?
You know, there would be no prize without a letter, there having been a letters column in Marvel comics, you know.
Well, that was back when Stan Lee really connected with the audience. Mm-hmm. And so you'd have Stan's soapbox and you'd have like a big page of like things coming up, and then you'd have the letters thing, and you really had a sense of community. Mm-hmm. You know, he's throwing stuff out there and you're getting stuff back. It's very much what the internet's doing now. You know, people go on Twitter and they say something funny and people respond, and maybe the person that you like retweets you and you're like, ooh, I'm thrilled, you know?
Yeah.
Bruce Campbell gave me a thumbs up. Hooray! You know, and now you're going to see his next movie because Bruce Campbell gave you a thumbs up.
Yeah.
It's nice.
You weren't going to go anyway.
Right. But the prose, you're right. The prose was always weird. Like, it was always, it was always a story that didn't seem on tone. Like, it would be a Casper story and it would just be, what? What's this about? This doesn't make any sense.
They must have got just one guy just to, like, just crap out a whole bunch of them. Like, just to write just a bunch of them.
I clearly remember a Hot Stuff one, and you're like, you don't want to read Hot Stuff the novel. Like, that doesn't make any sense to you.
And then there's only a page, so, like, in the EC comics, they were like, a story with a twist ending, just like in the comics, right?
So you just go to the bottom, like, werewolf.
Yeah. Oh,
Vampire was a werewolf, I see.
Quicksand, all right.
Okay.
But in the Little Lulu...
Oh, she was dead all the time. I see.
In Little Lulu, it was her diary, which was really nice because it was totally ironic. So you had her version of things, but you knew what actually was happening because you could read behind what she was saying.
Oh, that is clever. Okay.
Because, you know, Little Lulu was written by that guy whose name is not going on in my head that I should know because he's a famous comic book guy.
Oh, yeah.
John Stanley. John Stanley.
That's absolutely correct.
And,
Good mental pull.
Thank you. Instead of remembering while I'm driving home, I can normally do.
You remind me of the kid Lil Brainiac.
Is that right?
Nope. That didn't exist.
That didn't exist? Oh.
Puny Poindexter from Richie Rich Comics.
Okay.
Again, does not exist.
There's no Puny Poindexter.
Okay. Dilton Doily.
Oh.
Does exist.
He did exist. Yeah. Dilton Doily, who was very... He was very gentle?
He was just a smart nerd.
But why was it doily?
Oh, I think because back then you would associate nerds with being a sissy.
Oh, okay.
So you just...
Because he didn't play football, therefore he's a doily.
Yeah. And then, Moose does play football.
But he's no more admirable. In fact, Dilton is more admirable than Moose in the comics. I don't think Moose is a very...
Well, Moose is a
sympathetic character.
No, he's a rage monster with a who's cuckolded.
Yes, constantly.
Yeah, like his girlfriend, she just gets it on with anybody.
Really?
Like, she just knows.
But didn't you like her a lot when you read it? When you were a teenager, particularly.
Well, you knew Midge would go.
Yeah,
for
Midge would go
it.
For
like,
it.
Midge would go for it.
You could take her places.
Yeah, that was always weird. That was a messed up bunch of kids. They're doing a thing right now in the comics where they're swapping sexes. Have you heard about that?
No.
Yeah, they're swapping sexes. So, like, it starts with, you know, basically Betty and Veronica and Archie. And they're saying, it's so much harder being a girl. And Archie goes, it's way harder being a guy. Mm-hmm. And Sabrina goes, I'll see. And
imaginary story.
Right. And they use an artist who does a comic called Menage a Three. Which is kind of an Archie-style, I don't want to say porno comic, but it's not a porno comic.
Kind of like Cherry.
Yeah, but less.
Because Cherry was
less
drawn in the
so.
Very, Cherry was kind of a Dan DiCarlo.
Yeah, this one's more cutesy, but then occasionally booby. But yeah, the artist for this is now doing the Archie proper and drawing Archie as a girl and Jughead as a girl. Mm-hmm. And Jughead is pretty attractive.
Really,
lady.
Doesn't this look like Ethel? Because Ethel basically was.
You would
Jughead.
Think so, wouldn't you? But
it would be kind of funny if Ethel and Jughead looked exactly the same in both.
Wow, stories. That would actually.
Why
be
didn't
a
they do
good,
that?
That would be a pretty good joke.
Idiots.
But there's a it's interesting. It's interesting what they've done with it.
You know, I have no problem with what Archie's doing, like the Archie and Veronica getting married.
Canceling the Jughead series.
Oh, did they do that?
Yeah, Jughead actually, they're retiring Jughead for a short period of time.
Really?
Basically, I think they're going to reboot Jughead a little bit and probably, I'm going to take a guess, lose the hat.
That'd be terrible.
Yep, probably.
But they can always bring it back. That's the thing.
They can always bring it. And also, they're going to have enough classic, you know, they're always going to sell the digest, so you'll see the old timey. But I think Jughead's getting a rebooting. Yep.
And, you know, the whole gay marriage one, stuff like
Kevin Keller?
Kevin Keller. I just feel like, slow down, you guys. Slow down. Once a year with your crazy ideas. Don't overwhelm us with gimmicks.
Right.
Kind of space it out. Let it, you know, you're going to run out of ideas.
I don't think comics feel that they can space it out anymore. I think the market was going down so fast that they were just throwing everything at the fridge and seeing what would stick.
Really? Even Archie?
Oh, yeah, totally Archie. Yeah. Everything's Archie.
Everything's Archie.
Yeah. They had to let go three of the pals and two of the gals.
Oh, no.
I know. It was a madhouse. A madhouse. I'm telling you.
That's terrible.
That's right. They had to downsize. Now it's just little Archie. It's terrible.
It's just a digest.
That's right.
It's no longer a double digest.
Mm-hmm.
They had to cut back that much.
Hot dog's now a cocktail wiener. It's so small. Dave, I can't tell you how small Archie has gotten.
How small has Archie gotten?
Mr. Lodge is now just Mr. House. That's how small it's gotten, Dave.
Is that right?
That's right.
Do you got any more? Can I keep going? This is how small has it gotten. Come on. What else here?
I'm trying to think of other characters.
It's now called
he's called Big Mouse. It's gotten so small,
it's gotten
Dave.
So small.
I'm telling you.
Used to be
Midge is now a smidge.
Used to be Riverdale. Now it's Creekdale. Everything's smaller.
So much smaller.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. But yeah, they've, I think they've just thrown, you know, everything. Basically, I think they just decided, well, why not? Let's just go for it. And they've had actually quite great success in the last little while.
Yeah.
That.
But, yeah.
Or you can be Richie Rich and you can stay like you were. And where's Richie Rich now?
Well, I think Richie Rich could still be a successful property. I just think
could it?
Yeah,
could it? Okay, here's the thing. I'm the owner of Harvey Comics, Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, okay,
Lee Harvey Oswald, the Lucky Rabbit.
That's right, Lee Harvey Oswald. Oh, kill that Mickey! You can't say Dallas doesn't love you, Mr. Mouse. Okay, so I'm the president of Harvey Comics. Okay. I'm that Jack in the Box. You see that again?
Yes.
Okay, and you're coming up to me and I'm like, Dedrick, I've only got 2 minutes. You got a pitch for Richie Rich, how to reboot the Richie Rich franchise? Hit me, buddy. What do you got? What do you got? Open to ideas.
Do you want to reboot the Richie Rich franchise?
Oh, you got some ideas for making it as it is. Good old, all right, what do we do? What do we do? Because obviously right now it's not selling great. What do you got? We peaked with the Macaulay Culkin movie. Go. Go, buddy. What do you got?
Well, that's a very good question, actually, because they did reboot it at several times.
We've rebooted a couple of times. We had a cartoon show. We've had things.
I don't think that's a reboot, but if you're going to re-energize the comic, that's a good
point. Angle?
Because, yeah, they went into an adventure comic kind of direction. They had Ernie Colan drawing it.
Well, they've had Ernie Colan was, yeah, he's drawn it for a long, long time.
Yeah, but I mean, so they tried that kind of style. Like they had the jokey aspect to it, and they also had the longer stories with kind of an adventure aspect to it.
Richie, they've also done a superhero, Richie Rich, with Cadbury. They were superheroes. It's, I think, a spy thing.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you've got the Richie Rich comic.
You're right. No,
what
no.
What do you do? What's the angle that hooks a kid in besides, hey, it's fun to be rich?
Yeah.
Because you got, like, you get a kid with that. Like, hey, do you want to have a lot of money? Yes, says the child. Well, but okay, now how aren't you an asshole? You know, and you know, do you share with other people? Sure. Okay, then you're a nice kid who shares a bunch of stuff with other people. Mm-hmm. What do we do dramatically?
But did you read it that way when you were a kid? I mean,
No, I just read it as a kid who has adventures.
Yeah.
Like,
and you don't really pay attention to that aspect of it.
I think as a kid, here's the thing. You don't, like, something that affects you as an adult, which you don't have as a kid, is the idea of change. Mm-hmm. You don't think of change as a kid. You think, like, the rich person's going to be always rich. The poor person's always going to be poor. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
The rich person can't just give his money to the poor person and now you got another rich person.
Yeah.
That's not how things work.
No.
That's a rich guy. That's a poor guy.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
He's not an asshole. He's just a rich guy. But you should share.
Yeah.
But there you go. But whereas, like, I think as an adult, you go, boy, there's a real discrepancy with, like, his friends living in a shack at the hill.
It's funny. I don't feel that way when I read it.
Really?
I don't feel that way.
You don't when you see the kids in rags and you see Richie Rich, like, on his helicopter?
No, because it would seem...
Maybe because you're used to it. If you looked at it now, it would seem weird.
But for those characters, wouldn't it be awful if you're poor and someone wanted to just give you money because you're poor? Oh, poor
I got
you.
I gotcha. But, like, give him a job, you know? It's like, it's like he's...
Their dad works.
His two... What's that?
Their dad works.
Pee-wee and Freckles?
Yeah.
Why do they live in a shanty town?
I don't know. I have no idea. Dad works. They look... if you look at the mom and the dad and the...
Sorry.
Hey, careful.
Sorry for hitting the microphone.
Those cost money. We're not Richie Rich here.
Okay, but, you know, you're always going to have your money, Dave.
But, yeah, what's more obnoxious about those comics is right. Gloria and Richie Rich. Like the things
is
where he's,
she wealthy?
No, she's not.
She seems middle class.
They're middle class.
She seems okay.
They're middle class.
Okay, always has fancy shiny shoes.
Well, fancy shiny shoes, but she's going out with
you
Richie.
Know what? Let me just tell
Richie
you.
Richie buys her like a truckload of shoes. Like he cannot go over to the fucking house without buying a
but she
a,
tells
a
him
flower
no.
store.
No, she tells
a candy
him no.
shop. I know, but he still does it cuz and it's so obnoxious.
What do you do now? Then you toss it over your shoulder and now you've unemployed all the flower folk?
Yeah, you like or he buys the restaurant so he can after a while you're just like, "Oh, this is tiresome. You're worse than Reggie."
Yeah. And then you got is Maida money? Is she in that group?
She's part of the she's one of the unpleasant rich people.
Yeah, it's just like there's so many rich people in that damn neighborhood, mm-hmm. and then you got the poor people, and it's a weird thing. Like everything in the Harvey world is weird. Like if you look at it too long, it doesn't work.
Well, if you look
at the devil lives in the woods.
Hot Stuff isn't the devil though.
No, he's just an imp.
He's an imp. Yeah,
if you look, who just looks like the devil.
Who looks like
and has all the devil's powers.
But does he have all the devil's powers?
Well, the devil isn't incontinent. It doesn't have to wear a diaper. So that's where they differ.
That's it. He's the baby. He's a baby imp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Who can talk and walk around.
Right.
And do everything.
Right.
But still.
Right.
Okay.
And the one character likes dots.
We kind of talked about this before. But
we did.
The origin of Richie Rich mm-hmm. is as the, you know, the poor little rich kid who can't play with the other kids because he has to practice violin
little
or do his dancing lessons.
Leroy.
Yeah, do his little, you know.
But then over time they change it and it doesn't make any freaking sense
yeah.
anymore.
After a while, the characters who before were, you know, the kids that he played with as the rich boy, who they were all having fun and doing their own thing. And he's trapped in this world of wealth, you know. But in those days, you know, it wasn't that wealthy. Like, you know. Compared to what it became. I mean, well, over time, it became this insane...
This is why Uncle Scrooge is a better character, in that you get the rich guy, but he's an asshole.
Yeah.
And he says he's basically just like, I'm not giving you my money.
Yeah.
It's mine.
Yeah.
Take a walk. can I have a nickel for... No! You can't have a nickel! Yeah. Get out! And like, all the kids reading this go, yeah, he's just a greedy guy who likes diving his own money, and he's a jerk.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah. Like, but he, you know, he'll risk his life to save, you know, the nephews and mm-hmm. he'll do stuff and they'll have adventures and they'll go out and they'll have fun. But don't ask him for his money because he's going to tell you to go fuck off.
Well, he's Scottish.
He's Scottish. Yeah. He's a tight-fisted duck.
Well, they're tight, but they love to spend on their family.
Do they? Not Uncle Scrooge, he doesn't.
Well, he'll spend.
No.
He takes them places.
He takes them places to find treasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he makes a profit on it. He wouldn't take them to the carnival.
He could just go by himself.
No, he couldn't because they're cheap labor. Like, that's the reason that he brings them. That is the reason he brings
Maybe
them.
That's
He'd
true.
Have to hire
Maybe
people.
Maybe I should stop trying to defend
no,
Uncle Scrooge.
No, Uncle Scrooge is an asshole. But
okay.
because he's an asshole, they all have a good time, and so it's all fine. It's not a bad, you know, it's a fairly common theme in kids' books. You know, it's just like, you know, you have one character who's a jerk, but you tag along and you mm-hmm. have a good time, and it's all fine.
Okay.
You need a jerk. The problem is they try to make Richie Rich nice. Nah, it doesn't fly. I mean, Archie, he's an asshole. He's a guy like stringing Betty and Veronica along.
Yeah.
He lies to them constantly.
He's a dog.
Yeah, he's a real hound, which is why it's neat with the sex flip mm-hmm. having, you know, him. You play the same cards out, but these two guys pursuing this girl. And yeah. you read that and go like, this is weird. And then you're like, why is that weird? And it's like, you've made me question some things.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
It's probably drawn in the horrible modern style of Archie, which I find a little.
No, it's again, if you look at the Menage a Three, you'll see the style. Okay. It's kind of done it. It's kind of sweet. They have a thing, and they mentioned this on another podcast called Wait What. So I want to credit that. But they're talking about Moose and the character. Like, I think her name is Mouse, actually. And
okay.
She's a big gal named Mouse.
Okay.
And you see her, and she's sad. And she's sad because she can't play on the football team because they only let boys on the football team.
Yeah.
And so she's this kind of big gal who's athletic, but. Hey, that's the way things are. So they show a little bit of that. It's like, what is harder for guys? What is harder for girls? What opportunities do you get here?
Don't they have field hockey?
They probably have field hockey, but they don't have football. She wants to play football.
Oh.
Well, there you go. That's the sympathy we want.
Well,
yeah, tough shit.
Yeah, tough shit.
There you go. See? You're the asshole.
Do you really,
that's how this works dramatically.
Do you really want to... well, okay.
Do you really want women playing football is what you're saying?
Yeah.
If they want to play, sure. Why not?
No.
Okay.
Too dangerous.
It's not too dangerous for the guys?
Well, but guys playing with guys, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, if you had two girls teams, that's fine.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it was a girls football team.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, that's good.
I'm fine with that.
How about girls playing hockey? Like, there's some girls goalies.
That's fine.
Yeah, no problem with...
No,
that's
no.
not too violent?
As long as it's girls playing with girls, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, but what if it's girls on a mixed hockey team? Are you okay with that?
Depends how old they are. Once they start doing body checks and stuff like that, no.
Okay.
Because it's this too. Boys get too big.
How about baseball? There's no real contact in that. That's just a pure skill game. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Girls playing boys in professional baseball.
If they can get on the team, I'm all for it.
Okay, so no problem with that one.
No.
Okay. Soccer.
Soccer, once again, if they can play to that level, yes.
No problem.
No problem at all.
But football, no dice.
I just think it's too dangerous. The physical contact would be just too much. Have you ever seen how big football players are?
Mm-hmm.
Like, those guys are massive.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I've really got no strong opinion either way. I'm just prodding this along because I find it an interesting path that, you know.
That I'm a sexist?
Not really. No, but it was just a question raised in the Archie comic.
Okay. Well, I'm speaking as a dad with two daughters.
Right.
And I would have no problem with my daughters playing rugby
mm-hmm.
with other girls or on a mixed team up to a certain age. But to me, once boys start to grow into men, then I wouldn't want them playing.
Right.
Because it gets too physical and they could get injured.
Would you be okay with them being in a singing group like Boys to Men?
Would I be? Well, I wouldn't want them becoming men, so no.
Okay, but only the boys go to men.
Oh, okay.
This would be women.
Girls, boys and girls to men and women.
That's right.
That's what the actual name of the group would be.
Oh, I thought I heard a siren. I just heard a car. By the way, we have a drinking game on the show now. If you hear a siren go by, take a drink.
Is that right?
That's how this works.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah.
Because pretty much every show.
Yep.
Sometimes more than once.
Yep.
Good. I like it.
Now, Little Lulu. Do you still like Little Lulu?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You're a big fan of Little Lulu? Okay.
Oh, I read it.
Do you think it's the best North American kids comic that there has been?
Little Lulu?
Yes. You're more of a classic comics
fellow.
Yeah,
I'm more of a classic comics person.
Yeah.
And so it would be up against.
I'm not counting your asterisks. I'm not counting your Tintins.
So basically, we'd have two.
North America.
You'd have two competing then. You'd have Uncle Scrooge.
Ooh,
Carl Barks, Uncle Scrooge.
Okay, all right.
And John Stanley's Little Lulu.
Oh.
And personally, I would give the edge to Little Lulu.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Little Lulu. Okay, now on the side of Little Lulu, I would say more diverse stories. An Uncle Scrooge story is an Uncle Scrooge story, which is go off, have an adventure, beagle boys try to stop you. Some interesting things occur,
and
a lot of imagination, but generally they're still on a treasure hunt every time, whereas Little Lulu does do a wider variety of stories.
I have some of those slip-covered Uncle Scrooge, like Carl Barks' library as well,
mm-hmm.
from another rainbow. And I have to say that they don't thrill me in the way that reading Little Lulu would, or they're just not. In fact, I actually like the Floyd Gottfredson Mickey Mouse cartoons more than the Carl Barks.
Okay, but now are those adventure based or are they just straight humor based?
Yeah, they were adventure based. Yeah,
the early ones. What kind of stuff was going on with Mickey Mouse? What was he up to?
Well, the ones that I read, and I mean, I haven't read a whole bunch. I would like to buy the Fantagraphics books that are coming out.
Well, maybe the Fantagraphics will send them to you.
Yeah, if you guys send them to me, I'll review them for you. Hint, hint.
There we go.
But I've read them in the Smithsonian collection of newspaper comics.
Mm-hmm.
They ran like a few weeks worth of the dailies. And
now would he go out fighting Nazis?
Well, in this one, he was going.
You're the Nazis.
This one, he went to the West, sort of the Wild West. About some sort of inheritance that he was going to get. And he went there with Clarence.
And he got that inheritance, and that's how he built Disney World.
That's Disneyland.
Oh.
Went west.
Okay.
Not south.
All right.
Right? Went west. Go west, young man. Young mouse. I think that would be an unpopular choice, wouldn't you say? Like to say that Little Lulu is better than.
I don't think a lot of people understand Little Lulu. At the surface, it looks like, and nothing against this comic, but it looks like Nancy and Sluggo. Like, it's got a very simple look mm-hmm. to it. It looks like, it's a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
It looks kind of a little rascalsy.
Yeah.
What, is it a clubhouse? They don't like girls? Are you doing that business? Okay, well, you playing some stickball?
There is some.
Okay, there's a little girl. And, there you go. Yep, there you go.
There are some repetitive elements.
Of course, if you looked at Uncle Scrooge, you'd go like, holy shit, what's going on? A pirate mm-hmm. ship is crashing into the moon. You know, I'd just be like...
And I'm not saying I don't enjoy Uncle mm-hmm. Scrooge, but I just would give the edge to
Little
Lulu.
It's a very smart, by the way, on the Uncle Scrooge scale, I think that's a very smart comic. And I'm glad Disney gave this a shot because it's a weird one because it's got nothing to do with the cartoons at all.
Mm-hmm.
They created their own world within the comics mm-hmm. and that was weird. Like if you looked at Little Lulu in the comics, then you looked at Little Lulu, the animated series, anything Little Lulu, she was always generally on tone, getting into trouble.
Well, Okay, I'm not absolutely certain, but didn't the comic precede the cartoon?
I believe so, yeah.
Because if you look at the original...
Yes, I really do think so,
If you look at the original ones by Marge...
Okay.
That Little Lulu is totally unlike the comic book Little Lulu that John Stanley created.
Like, is that right?
Oh, yeah. He created a whole new character that had nothing to do with what she was doing.
Well, that sounds a lot now like we're talking about Nancy and Sluggo. Because Nancy used to be, like her aunt Fritzy, used to be like a...
Yeah.
Kind of strip. And it was like, Fritzy Ritz. Mm-hmm. And it, like, she would always, for some reason, be getting dressed. And so you'd see a lot of bra going on. And so it's kind of a comic for dad. And then, you know, she had this niece, I'm assuming niece, you know, who's always getting into mischief. And that's Nancy. And then she spun off to be something more successful. But occasionally we'd see Aunt Fritzy, who was still not quite dressed yet. Which was always a little weird.
Well, because there was a changeover from, you know, the serial comics, which were popular in the 30s.
Right.
You know, to have a story that carried on and on. By the time we got to the 40s, and especially in the late 40s, that was out the door. People weren't reading those kind of soap opera-ish comics anymore. Right. So Bushmiller, you know, just changed
creator
focus.
Creator of Nancy.
Creator of Nancy.
And Fritzy Ritz.
Yeah.
It's his bra adventures.
That's right. Okay. He
with her lingerie gun.
He did. That's right.
Pew, panties, pew, that's, pew.
That's why he signed the strip Ernie Bushfiller at the beginning.
Wow, that is.
Thanks for whistling.
That is the kind of joke that you could sit around with your friends after D&D and enjoy.
Guess who's getting edited in this show? He made that changeover.
Yeah.
But pretty much seamless, like without any... I mean, he was just as good in one as one in the other.
The only seams were in Fritzy's girdle.
Enough with the... Okay.
Remember Sally Forth, the original Sally Forth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was always a reason that she would, like, end up naked.
Wally Wood.
Was it Wally Wood that did that? Yeah. It's weird that there later then became a real mainstream strip called Sally Forth, and it's just like...
I think they were connected.
When's her pants going to fall off?
And what was weird is that the original writer drew it.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually there's so much criticism of his horrible drawings.
Pretty bad drawing, yeah.
Yeah, so then he switched. But you know what's weird is the Luann, the comic strip Luann.
Yes. Greg Evigan, I think is
not
the...
Greg Evigan, because you're thinking of BG and the Bear or something like that. Is that
Greg Evigan?
No, it wasn't Greg Evigan and BG the Bear. But Greg Evigan was an actor.
I know. I used to work with him.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I worked with him on Big Sound.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So he didn't do Luann while he was doing that show.
No. I'm going to look up who the name is.
I think it's Greg Evigan.
No, I do now. You tell your little story.
So, you know, I read that. It's a daily strip, but it also has a storyline to it. But recently, I don't know if
he's... Used to be a gag strip.
Recently, he's gone on... I guess he's gone on vacation for a while.
Yeah.
Because they've been running some vintage Luann.
Which was originally...
There's still a bit of a storyline to it.
Okay.
But there's still a gag. It's still a gag a day, but it has a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
It follows a kind of gag a day storyline. Kind of like For Better or Worse or whatever.
Okay.
And, but it's just interesting how much his drawing style has changed.
Oh, yeah.
From what it is now. And apparently he draws in a Cintiq now, and at that time he didn't. So I don't know if that changed his style or what.
But... No, his style just evolved over time.
Yeah.
Where it was very broad cartoonish.
Yeah,
it was a lot of her falling down, and like someone would dig a hole in the beach and she'd be looking, trying to look sexy for the boys, and was like, good luck, uggo, and then falls in the hole, and just like everyone has a laugh, and she's like, my life is terrible. And then she got sexy. And then all the strips are like, hey, you're kind of sexy.
The problem is, but she's not presented as sexy. So she's drawn, and she looks exactly the same as every other character.
By the way, Greg Evans is the name of the
fellow.
Evans. Pretty good guess at Greg Evigan, Ian.
No, I'm not
C
plus. I'm not giving you any props.
C plus, Ian.
D minus.
All right, fair enough.
D minus,
Ian. All right, it's going to be like that.
You know, we're getting close to near the end of the show.
I understand.
I want to tell a different story. I want to take it in a different direction.
We're talking about Luann.
I don't
think our audience wants to hear about Luann.
You think they want to hear about Luann?
No. Okay. Is there anything we need to wrap up on those things? Nancy and Sluggo, enjoyable strip, used to be a bit sexy.
We'll bring it up again.
Little Lulu,
best children's comic. In North America.
Fair enough. Tubby's adventures alone are hilarious.
They're great.
Uncle Scrooge, well worth a look. Carl Barks the best. Don Rosa, also pretty good. Okay. Tell your...
Okay. This is the story. I was driving to...
Got twisted and upside down.
I was driving my daughters to school. They go to a school in a different neighborhood than where we live.
Hogwarts.
They go to Hogwarts every day. I have to drop them off at station 9 3/4?
I don't know. It's your daughters.
No, I was a Harry Potter reference. I think I said 9 1/2 the other day and I got chewed out. So I think it's 9 3/4.
Okay. Sabrina, anyway. I believe, also goes to that school.
Does she?
Yes. Little Hogwarts. Sabrina. She's much smaller now. They've had a cutback.
Oh, because they had to cut back. Yeah. She's a sab.
Yeah.
We were driving along and Eve suddenly goes, we pass the church sign. You know how the churches have the signs out and they like to put the little sayings on them?
Right.
The little pithy sayings that you drive by and you go, oh, witty.
It's always weird when they have, okay, can I just say real quick?
No.
We got a Lutheran church up the, is it Lutheran? I think it's Lutheran. We got a Lutheran church up the street and it's like a, kind of an old folks home plus Lutheran church combination.
Yeah.
And so they had whatever the saying was, you know, just something, you know, it's not funny. It's just something God
Decision
loves
time saves nine.
Something like that. Saves, you know, whatever. And then, but then on top of it, they had that little symbol where you can like scan it with your phone.
Okay.
And then get to the website.
I guess.
And it was just like, well, that looks ridiculous. That looks ridiculous here. Boo. Like, you're going to have old people looking at that going, I see the devil's face in it. It scares me. What's this?
Churches love their website.
I know.
They just think everyone's going to it.
Check us out on Facebook.
Yeah. They're like, check us out on Facebook. Check out our Facebook page. Go to our website.
No one does. You're a church. Yeah, no.
Go to our dusty old website. Would you mind blowing off the dust while you're there?
The only thing I could see people wanting is if they had confessions on their confessionals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you could do like a web confessional.
Web confessional? Or just had recordings of other people's confessions.
Ooh, that's
nice. That would be best.
Okay, but please continue with your story. You're driving by the church. So you're going, none of that for me, you say.
We're driving
flip by. It the bird.
We drive by. And then Eve says, oh my God, did that say what I thought it said? And she was like, turn around, Dad, turn around.
Okay, so Millis said this. Okay.
Millis said that, sorry, yeah. Millis said that.
Okay.
Of course, I couldn't turn around. We're on a major road driving along.
Yeah.
So I was driving by that night.
Mm-hmm.
I was going into Langley. So I looked at it. I made a point of looking at it.
Right.
It said, I wrote it down.
Okay, all right.
His praises are always in my mouth.
Wait, are you thinking of the stormcock?
So I thought to myself, did she think it said penis? His penis is always in my mouth. Is that what she thought it said? So I haven't.
Please check out our Facebook page. I will click.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I didn't drive her to school this morning. Maybe this was last night. Yeah. So I didn't drive her to school this morning and I didn't get to ask her about it. And I forgot last night. So I want to ask her. I said, did you think it's a penis?
And as any daughter, that's the conversation, by the way, any daughter wants to have with her father.
Yeah.
Well, over breakfast. So anyway, how's your pancakes? Good. Hey, did you think that sign said penis? And then, hey, clean your spit take off the wall.
I was going to ask her in the privacy of the car.
No, David, wait until she's with her friends. Wait until you're dropping her off in front of the school. Her friends run up and go, hey, Millis, how you doing? And you go, hey, hon, did you think they said penis? Because the sign didn't say penis.
It's Bessie Yellow.
It was praises in my mouth. It's not penis in my mouth. Praises.
That reminds me of last 2 weeks ago.
Have a good day at school.
Millis, Phyllis, and I were driving out of Vancouver.
Right.
We'd gone to... We bought a stove at the store.
Yep.
Then they phoned me and told me that there was a problem with it. They broke the glass and I had to come in and they were going to refund me the cost of the stove. And then I had to get another one and repay for it because it was a stupid reason.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks for wasting my time and my gas.
That's right. So I drove all the way down there like,
Johnny Hours. I got nothing. Hours to spare.
So I go there and they're like,
might as well burn my time in the oven. Is,
they didn't even know about it when I got there. They're like, I don't know. As far as I know, we ordered you a new door for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all I know. So I'm like, well, they phoned me. Well, I don't know anything about it. I'm like, well, thanks. But anyway, so we're driving out of town.
And you see the sign that says, our ready-to-assemble stoves come in penis.
So
pieces.
So
it says pieces.
Right. It was in the warehouse. They broke it to penis. What? Yeah. Did you say something? Millis keeps mishearing you. No, so we're driving out of town. And so Phyllis starts telling us the story of she's going to university.
Okay.
And she's excited.
Good.
And I said to her, and she's saying how much she enjoyed it. She said, except for some of the kids don't want to be there. I said, well, that's, you know, that's, how it is the first year. As you go on, it kind of winnows out the losers and the chowder heads, and pretty soon you just, you know, it's you and a bunch of other smart people.
And the Poindexters.
And the Poindexters and the doilies.
It's you and the Dilton doilies, yes.
It's you basically. And the Dilton doilies together. No more, no mooses are there. And so, but she says, yeah, and there's, because he's just two girls in front of me, and they're like talking about some party they were at, and they're Facebooking, and they're doing this and doing that, and they're talking so loudly. Like, didn't they know they're in a classroom? I said, oh, I said, well, yeah, because I said, you wouldn't believe us. I was on the bus one day, and there's these two girls talking about anal sex on the bus in super loud voices. They're like, oh, yeah, I love having anal sex with my boyfriend. I think it's the greatest thing ever. Oh, blah, blah. And then I was yelling, and I realized the window was rolled down. And I was, oops. Because I was like, whoops.
Oh, hello, Vicar.
Keep on moving.
Let me just say, just to add to that, we're in a pretty thin-walled office right now.
With the door open because of the heat? Is that what you're implying?
Well, and here's the other thing. When we were coming in, Dave, and I let you in, the woman across the way was bringing her mother in. I think you remember that, right? Her mom, her slightly frail mom, talking to her in a gentle voice.
Okay.
She's directly across the hall, and you were just yelling about anal sex again. I think we need to just end this now. And we started so nice with a story of you and your friends and the D&D group watching pornography together, and it had to end with that.
We didn't even get to my fish tags.
Let's not get to your fish tags. We'll do that next time.
All right.
Dave?
Yes.
This might be the last show.
Stinky tag and...
Yeah.
We're ending at 42?
It might be for the best. I've got a friend who does a podcast called the S&M Podcast, and I don't think I'm even going to tell her about this one. Yeah.
But we talked about Little Lulu.
We did. Anyway, next week, folks, don't know if we're doing this again, but I'll be doing a thing called the Critical Hit Show at the Real Theater on Thursday at 8 o'clock, where we do a live D&D thing that doesn't have this kind of language in it. So feel free to bring your moms. Anyway, Filthy Mouth Dave and I are going to go to a pub. I'm going to go to the Storm Crow. He may go to one of the other ones. Look, I'm not proud of this. I've done a lot of things in my life that I'm not proud of. This show, it's just the most recent. Okay. So, we got a little thing going on, by the way. If you want to ask us a question, we'll be answering your questions on a future show. Yeah. Maybe you want to ask Dave, what are you thinking? Maybe that's one you want to ask him. So, Dave, is there anything you want to say before we wrap up?
I don't believe in self-censorship.
Okay, so we're going to have to censor you ourselves. Okay, it's good to know. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. I apologize for everything you've heard so far. Happy 42. We'll see you next week. Maybe. I don't know.
Goodbye, everyone.
Penis!